Boston. It was a family business, one that existed long before Matt decided to make her living on the water. Technically, it existed long before she was born. Matt might not see eye to eye with her family on all things, but she knew her livelihood was greatly improved by the close-knit nature of it. That included the lessons she got from her father, the boat she was able to purchase from a great-uncle, and the well-established family distribution network. "What about the totes?" Dom asked. "Give him two. I want to deliver the last one personally." Dom gave her a suspicious look. "You working a side hustle, Maddie?" The thick New England accent, paired with the family nickname, was a perfect imitation of their uncle. "I trust Emilio to sell our catch and give us a fair price. I think he might be a little less skilled in the relationship management arena." Dom snorted. "I'll give you that. Who are you planning to grace with your bounty?" His suggestive tone made Matt laugh. He knew her well. "Audrey. She's the executive chef at Osteria 160.
"Ah, and are you hoping to cultivate a professional relationship or get in her pants?"
Dom waved to their uncle, who pulled away to sort and weigh their catch, and Matt navigated the short distance to their slip. "You say it like those things are mutually exclusive." At Dom's judgmental look, she chuckled. "Kidding. We do a little friendly flirting, that's all." He lifted his hands.
"Okay, okay. I believe you."
Dom hopped from the boat and started securing the ropes. "I think I might be able to convince her we're the perfect compromise between a distributor and buying direct." Dom grinned. "If anyone can, it's you." Matt smiled. She'd never give up the time on the water required to handle the distribution side of the business. That didn't mean she couldn't help it along every now and then, especially if the customer in question happened to be a gorgeous local chef. Graham made her way down the gangplank and onto McMillan Pier. She'd taken the early shifts all week, which meant, even after two tours, she was done for the day before five. She'd just made it past the Dolphin Fleet sign when she heard her name.
"Connor!"
Graham turned in the direction of the voice. It was Charles, her boss, calling at her from the deck of the Dolphin 9. She looked up at him, shielding her eyes from the sun.
"Yes?"
"Do you want an extra shift on Monday?"
Graham pulled up a mental picture of her calendar. Technically, Mondays were her only days completely off. But she didn't mind the work, especially during the busy season. The more hours she spent on whale watches, the fewer she'd have to work doing something else come winter.
"Sure.
I'm putting you with the intern. You cool with that?"
Graham smiled. Just two summers ago, she'd been the intern. It meant a lot that Charles trusted her to be the senior naturalist on board.
"Absolutely!"
He offered her a casual salute, which she returned, then disappeared back into the boat. She walked along the pier, studying the fishing boats and yachts tied up side by side. She'd noticed that before, but never really thought about it. It struck her as odd that they shared the same space. Was that common, or something unique to Provincetown? Her schedule rarely coincided with the comings and goings of the fishermen. The tides must have been just right, though, because a number of boats appeared to be unloading the day's catch. She slowed her pace to watch as bins of fish and barrels filled with lobster were hoisted via a makeshift crane from boat to pier, probably on their way to restaurants just down the street, to be cooked up and served the next day. Her budget didn't allow for a lot of fresh seafood, but maybe she could justify a trip to the fish market. If she sprang for a couple of lobsters, she might even convince Aunt Nora to do the steaming. Graham sighed at the thought of fresh lobster dipped in drawn butter. Her gastronomic daydream was cut short by the appearance of a woman she'd not seen before, standing on the deck of one of the fishing boats. She wore a black tank top and faded gray work pants. Her jet black hair was cut short, and the deep bronze of her skin looked like more than just a tan. She handed bins to a guy with similar features, who stacked them along one side of the boat. Graham realized her mouth was hanging open. She quickly closed it. She bit her lip and stared. Wow. As if sensing the attention, the woman looked her way. Graham could tell she had dark eyes, even from such a distance. The kind of eyes that felt infinite.